Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Now back to Nick and Cecil on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
This is a woman to my face is telling me that, like, I'm husband material. I'm what she looks for in a man.
Right, because you said, told somebody else, I love you. But then you got me trying to be the side piece. And see, this is what I don't play. We don't do side piece. And you ain't no side piece material. You know, okay? You know what I'm saying? Give me something on that. Boom.
Look.
Right.
I don't want it to be awkward, though. Like,
be smart.
Let's go to that Fireball VIP line. Talk to former NFL linebacker, former teammate of one Nick Ferguson. It's Zach Dials. Join us here on Nick and Cecil. Zach, good evening. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, man. How's it going? That's one hell of an intro right there.
That is a fantastic intro. Of course, Love and Listings on VH1. It's Rodeo Realty, and it's you getting it done on VH1, man, and the real estate market in Rodeo Drive in Hollywood and California, man. How does this happen post-NFL career for you?
Man, so, yeah, it's a lot of moving parts, bro. It's I retired after the 2014 season, got my real estate license, and it just kind of just started happening. I started working for this company called Agents of LA. My broker at the time was really cool with, like, Ray J. So our office was actually at Ray J's dad's studio, his office with that, right? So
okay.
One day he comes up to me, he's like, hey, man, I got this idea for the show. I want to call it Agents of LA because that's what it was originally called. You know, he was like, you know, you're an 8-year NFL vet, you're a single, good-looking guy, this, that, and third, what do you think? So I was like, all right, well, let's do it. And then it kind of just grew into what it is now, bro. So, like, from day one, that's literally how this started. Like, and that was back in 2015. So, you know, 5 years later, we're on season two, and then there's been a lot of moving parts, bro. So this journey, the transition has been interesting. It's been interesting.
Zach Dallas, what's going on, man?
Bird.
Dude, man, here's what's interesting. That I lived in Los Angeles when you first arrived, and you and I had never really got a chance to sit down and actually break bread, but I am really happy to see what you're doing right now in L.A., and here's what's interesting. I mean, as players, we deal with a lot of personalities inside the locker room. Doing what you do now, watching the show and watching all the drama unfold, how are you dealing with so many multiple personalities that you deal with on an everyday basis?
And you said it, just like you said, man, just even stemming from, you know, I've been at a lot of different levels of college, man. I went to junior college for 2 years, so, I mean, I literally had a teammate who had just come off of a 5-year bid. You know what I mean? And then went to, you know, Kansas State, then in the locker. So I've always been around a whole different, all different types of personalities. So when you're coming on this show, I'm more, you know, it's that locker room kind of feel. You're just kind of feeling things out, feeling vibes out, and you're learning people as you go, you know? So it's just been, so I just kind of sit back and observe this thing. You know, I'm a linebacker, you know, so. You know, I was a middle linebacker, so I'm used to always observing things because I have to make sure I know how to make everybody move. Okay, like, you know, you might have got ding last place, so I got, okay, third, make sure that, hey, third. You know what I mean? So it's like, so you always have to be aware and keen in different things, personality. So it's just when you see these things and it's fun to kind of see it watch out and play out, man, because everybody is different. There's so many different characters, dog. It's hilarious. I love it.
Zach Dials, former NFL linebacker, joining us here on Nick and Cecil. And, Zach, I want to ask you about how linebacker changed over the course of your career and today in the NFL because of tight ends. Inside linebackers used to be thumpers, used to be guys like a two down, you're going to go attack the run, and now it just seems like, man alive, coverage is so important for that position. You saw that during your career. You saw that change as tight end became less of a blocker and more of a weapon.
Yeah, no, you know, like I said, early on in my career, you know, we had the, you know, the Tony Gonzalez's and the Jason Witten.
Right.
You know what I mean? Who were some legit, you know, they could get up and go and catch the ball. But, you know, it was mostly, I played, you know, with a guy named Mark Bruner. You know what I mean? And, you know, we had Owen Daniels on our team who, you know, he was kind of like the transition into, you know, that athletic tight end who was just, you know, going across the middle. But then, like, Mark Bruner and guys like that, they just put their hands on you. They're blockers, they're maulers. I'm here to just destroy your little ass. You know what I'm saying? So kind of seeing how it is now, like, man, like I said, I'm stopping the run, coach. Like, hey, I'm going to turn this third on second and nine, man, or on third and seven, on third and nine. You might want to put this safety down in the box. call this zone coverage now because you got all these athletic tight ends out here now. It's like, what do you want? Like, I'm 6 foot. Like, this dude is 6'5", 6'6", athletic as hell. You know what I mean? I'm like, coach, man, that's just the way the game is going now. So you just have to be, you just got to adjust to it.
Zach, playing, you know, linebacker, like you say, you were, you know, a linebacker that was 6 feet, right? And you look at how the game has changed and look at the running back position. When we were playing, there were not a lot of speedy type of running backs in the league. Here in Denver, we have two guys now, Phillip Lindsay and Melvin Gordon. As a guy who played the Mike linebacker position, how do you figure that you would have been able to cover some more of these speedy guys opposed to the bigger bruising type guys that we played against?
Man, just, you know, your technique. You know, you would have to just be really good with your technique and know where your help is at. Know if you're getting help, you know what I mean? Where is that? Is the safety coming down helping me, or do I have help with this linebacker? Because we got eye and O on this running back. Like, so I know where my leverage is. I know where I can't get beat. You know what I mean? So make sure that my technique, if I'm, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, like you said, it's real. You know what I mean? So if it's a zero blitz and I got this guy and I just got to get it done. But in any other circumstance, understand, you know what I mean? And even if the game plan, if you're going against one of these running backs, hopefully, you know, your D coordinator, you know, hey, look, if we're playing man, hey, corners lock up, earn your paycheck, safety, help with, you know what I mean? So it's just understand, you know, technique and understand where your help is.
Zach Dials, former NFL linebacker. Of course, you can see him now on VH1, Love and Listings. Check out your listings to see when it is on. VH1, Love and Listings. And Zach, I got to know, because on Friday we do something called Sharing with Friends. I've heard quite a bit of stories about this guy called Nick Ferguson. And I've seen, I think he had like a Rhine Fire program and his face is all painted up. He's like Darth Maul out there. I don't know what. It's scary, you know, from a horror movie.
Man.
I got to know one of your favorite Nick Ferguson stories. Give me the real, man, because we've been doing this show for 20 weeks now together and I'm still learning a lot about Nick.
Angry man, angry Ferg. We called him Angry Man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
Ferg is just angry. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, you know, he's that undrafted guy. So you got to understand that journey from an undrafted. So you just have to do, you know what I'm saying? So the way he prepared and everything is just, you know, he played like he prepared, man. And, you know, and he was like his job was on the line every day. You got to respect that. But I told Ferg, so in 08, we played the Vikings, right? You know, and this is Adrian Peterson. You gotta hit the hole. Coming down as a safety. You gotta hit. You know what I mean? And all, cause he, like I said, he practiced how he played.
Right.
So I know as a line, I'm like, okay, I already know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I already know what time it is, right? So, like, we're playing the Vikings now, and they ran a few runs, and Fergus is hitting a hole. And one time, Adrian Peterson, you know, I was able to cut back into the hole and I smacked him. Because Ferg hit the gap. So Adrian cut right back and he cut right back into me and I smacked him. Shot, right? Like, I mean, I smacked him. And then, like, a few series later, we were over there by their sideline and Adrian's running back coach was chewing his ass out, right? Adrian, what are you doing? And Adrian was like, hey, man, that safety. I was like, hey, Ferg, you got this dude over here spooked. Like, I'm like, Ferg, Adrian is over here spooked right now, bro. Like, you got you in his head. Like, you are in his head. Keep doing that. By the way, I love that. You know what I mean? So that's just, that was just, you know what I mean? It was just one of those things. That's just Ferg, man. He was just like, hey, like, I know where 2-5 is going to be, so I'm not tripping. Like, it's whatever. So, yeah.
It's funny to hear you tell that story because the running back coach for the Minnesota Vikings at that time, it was Eric Bieniemy. And I remember standing by that their sideline and watching that conversation, and you and I both laughing about it because Adrian Peterson was one of those runners, and he's still that type of runner, even though he's a older back, that if you don't get downhill and eat up that grass right away, he's going to make you look sick once he gets into the open field. And all I was saying all week long to myself, Zag, was, don't end up on this dude's highlight reel.
It's highlight,
yes. You know, that was definitely one of those things that I didn't want to do. But you had a chance to be coached by and play with a guy, D'Amico Ryans and Robert Saleh, who was with the San Francisco 49ers, and I was employed by them. So I got a chance to be around them. But when you saw those guys actually get to the pinnacle of, I guess, football greatness, and that was getting to the Super Bowl, what was the first thing you thought about those guys, and did you reflect on your time with them in Houston?
Man, you know, just more so on Rob, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Rob was Johnny's assistant. You know, like, Rob was the guy in the back of the classroom, you know what I'm saying, that was switching up the tape, you know, that was the guy that was in there late putting the stuff together. Rob was the guy I always talked to and corresponded with because if Johnny's in meetings, I'm downstairs as a rookie, I'm with Rob Saleh. You know what I mean? And to see the transition from the 4 years in Houston where he was like an assistant and just, you know, trying to make it, trying to get to, you know, and then to see how he ascended up the ranks, bro, and just watching him go to, you know, Seattle, win a Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden get the linebackers coaching job in Jacksonville. I'm like, okay, I see Rob, and then all of a sudden get the D coordinator job in San Francisco. Like, I still talk to Rob. You know what I'm saying? I still have his number. We still talk. My brother still talks to Rob. Because you remember my brother did the training camp in 09. So, and my brother's a high school football coach right here. So we still talk to Rob, bro. Like, Rob is like, you know, and D'Amico as well. So, like, you know, watching Cap, you know what I mean, be out there. And the Cap was always the cerebral, though. You feel me? Like, that's easy to see D'Amico transition into something because he's just a football player. You know, he's just a brilliant football mind. Like, it's just, like, some of the stuff because, you know, he wasn't the fastest guy, you know what I mean? Yeah. But he's always going to put himself in a position to make a play because he just knows so much and just dissects things so quick that it's like, damn, he's not the most athletic, not most fastest, but Cap is going to be there and he's going, boy, that man.
He's going to make something happen.
like, okay. So it was like playing next to D'Amico. You know, it was because we had taken so many snaps together. But like my fourth year, bro, in 2010, we didn't even need to have the nonverbal between D'Amico and I was crazy. You know what I mean? It was like, especially in certain type of checks or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? I like you said, you know, taking reps with guys, like, I know. Sure, I'm where I need to be because I know he's going to do that. So let me make sure my ass is right here in this gap. So because if it's not, it's going to be evident whose fault it was. So now I'm going to be there, right? Because I know he's going to do his, I'm going to do mine, and we're going to go out here and have some fun. So it was just always just good. It was fun playing on those defenses, man. Especially when Brian got there in 09. It was crazy.
Well, it definitely was a crazy time for us, and I know it's a crazy time for you in Los Angeles, selling those multi-million-dollar homes. I'm going to check out season 2. I want to see what happens, what other celebrities roll on the show, and if you are able to finally find love in Los Angeles, man. So thank you for taking out a little bit of your time to join the show, but I'm definitely going to check out. You know I'm going to hit you up if it comes to the end of the season and you still have not found love.
Hey, man, it gets a little dicey, bro. It gets a little dicey. But, yeah, make sure you tune in. You know, every, like I said, if I plug it, it's Monday, every Monday night, 9-8 Central. You know, and it's, you know, season 2, Love and Listen, man. We out here. I love it. It was a good time filming.
Appreciate you, Zach, man. Be easy. Be good in Los Angeles.
I appreciate you, bro. Thanks for having me.
And there we have him on that Fireball VIP line. Zach Dial, star of Love and Listings on VH1. Of course, former NFL linebacker as well. And gave me some nice ammunition for one Nick Ferguson. I always appreciate that, Nick, when your friends come on and then give us the real.
Well, you know, I did that especially for you, Sisu, knowing as though you've been on vacation for a while. And I wanted to give you some ammunition to actually use. So take it and use it as you please. But I'm glad that Zach did not say that I was part of hurting any of my teammates, which I've been known to do in the past.
Yes, yeah. And when he told that story about Adrian Peterson getting chewed out by his running backs coach, I was like, oh, that's EB. He'll get the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was quite hilarious to see, you know, EB chewing him out. And it was funny because when I told my wife that Zach was going to be on, I brought up that particular, you know, story because Zach had sent me a video on Instagram of one of those plays. And it was definitely, you know, a perfect type of fitting up on a run. Every guy being in their gap and no crease being there. And when a running back sees color flash, they check their feet. And that's all you want. If I got you running lateral instead of getting vertical, now I have you exactly where I want you. But it was definitely a great game and one of my better games against the run. And Adrian Peterson, man, you get a chance to smack him in the face multiple times. Mm. Oh, that was great. That was perfect.
Going down memory lane, sounds like Mile High Memories, presented by ROX, Rocks, Heating and Air, Orlando Franklin, guest stars on episode 12, looking back at the 2011 playoff win over the Steelers. Subscribe wherever you download your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com. NFLPA, they worked out a deal. What's the deets? I feel so silly saying that. That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.